This episode is brought to you by Eufy Video Lock. Eufy is a smart lock with 2K cam and doorbell that's a 3-in-1 triple security, so you can have everything in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but it's also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver. It's got keyless entry, so no more fumbling for the keys when your hands are full. It also has a rechargeable battery that could last around 4 months, and you'll get low battery notifications before it runs out. Passcode unlocking with a remote control with 2K clear sight to see who's at your front door and control from anywhere through the app. And with enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. No monthly fee, unlike other brands that will charge monthly fee. You have your recordings locally and never have to pay for storage. This is the future. This is everything I love about what's happening with doors. In my opinion, this is an absolute no-brainer. I'm telling you right now, this is an absolute no-brainer. We installed them in the house, and it makes, especially when you have a family, it makes life so easy, so secure, so safe, and once again, so easy. Search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. I can actually do 50 push-ups in a row. I can actually do 50. Actually. I did 50.
Are these like quick little jerky ones? Or
like no, I just want, you'll see my power. You'll see my power.
Does your stomach hit the ground every time?
Yeah, that's the cheat code.
So you're bouncing back off.
It's a cheat code.
He's bouncing back off.
I got Jane cleaning up cans behind me. Hey, we're gonna film the show now. Hey guys, brand new episode of Something's Burning. I got Tony Hawk, Jason Ellis from Hawk and Wolf. The
Hawk,
fucking
Hawk, Hawk versus, versus Wolf.
Hawk versus Wolf. Hawk versus Wolf.
Close enough.
I think I'm getting old. Like I think I'm starting to get the.
But you're gonna be a movie star though. Get back to that.
Okay.
Yes, the movie looks like you're going to be awesome, but I thought it's more like an Eminem thing where Eminem rules a movie, and it's like, him. What can he do? But then he goes, I'm not Hollywood, you're a loser.
Oh no.
Full loser.
I want to sell out.
Right.
I want all
Will
of
you
it.
Get on the TMZ bus when it drives past?
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the difference. There's Will Smith, and then there's Seth Rogen, and they were on a corner once, and the TMZ bus came up.
No, he's got the story completely twisted, but...
It's Seth, Joe Rogan.
No.
It's the same. I got the names right.
You got the names right. But the situation was wrong.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Seth Rogan runs from the bus. Will Smith gets in the bus and takes a photo with every single person in there. Which one are you?
Which one am I?
Yeah.
I'm Will Smith.
You are.
Yeah. Yeah. See, here's the thing. Something happened in Hollywood where it became gross to like celebrity. It became gross, and everyone wanted to care about the crafts and everything. And then I hung out with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I watched him deliver to everyone.
All right.
We worked out together, and I watched him own it. He was so good. He gave everyone their second, yep. And everyone's like, "Dude, this is Arnold." Yep. Everyone. This is 9-time Olympian, Mr. Olympian, right? Everyone. And this is my critique to Tony. Tony walks around with regular guy energy.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't walk with goat energy, and he's a goat. Yeah. He's a fucking goat.
Yeah.
And
he hides it well, but he knows it.
He walks around like he's lost in a library. Like, he just, like, he's like, his hands are in his pocket. His hands are in his pockets all the time.
I don't know if that was...
Yeah.
I mean, you do play it pretty cool, but...
You play it really cool.
I don't know if it's that good.
I don't know if I feel that energy, but yeah. Okay.
You don't feel goat energy?
No. He feels goat energy. Lost in the library.
Yeah, that one. The lost in the library was the bit you missed. I'm like, wait, what? No.
I got to tell you, though, I met Arnold Schwarzenegger a few times back in the day, and every time I saw him, he did remember me, but every time I saw him, he'd say, "Hey, you're looking fit."
I looked at Arnold. I walked away, and I said, I want to be... Like, I don't care about being like an acknowledged actor. I want to be a movie star. I want to sell out. I want to do the. I want the machine to do well. I want to do machine 2, 3, and 4. Right? It's gonna be my Rambo.
Yeah. And then would you be in Fast and the Furious 12?
Dear Lord, I know Jason doesn't believe in you.
But if you can hear me and Tony, me and Tony, the good Christians in this room.
Wait, don't put, he's in the library with me.
Tony's a goat. He's got to find God.
No, he
yeah, you do. Goats find God. No. Goats find God.
What about when people are like, I want to thank God for my success. And like, what about the guy who lost?
God didn't like him.
But he also believed.
Hey, supposedly. Tony, that keeps me up at night because I got so many good things happen to me. And I go, I know there's some kid in a blood diamond mine in Sierra Leone going, the fuck did Bert Kreischer do to deserve that? Like, I think about that all the fucking time.
Wow. Yeah, it's definitely there.
Dude, I go into dark places in my brain. The Arnold Schwarzenegger was so, you know what he said to me? He goes, I'm doing lats.
Yeah.
And I'm like this, and he's holding my deltoid. He goes, look at these deltoids. Yeah. This man's perfect. You need a mold of this body. In my head, I'm like, is his vision going? He's like, he needs a mold of this body. I walked away. I felt so good about myself.
What about now?
I still feel good.
It got you.
It got me.
Do you think you
it
look resonates. Jacked right now?
Dude, I am fucking jacked. I am low-key jacked.
You're low-key.
Feel my fucking arm. Just feel my arm. Just feel my
Why
arm.
Why is it shaking?
Because that's how what flexors do. What? Just feel it. I am fucking jacked. You know I'm jacked. You know I'm fucking jacked. I could bang out 50 push-ups, easy peasy. If I hadn't maxed
50
out.
50 straight.
If I hadn't
50
maxed
straight.
Out. I've done it. You who saw me do 50. It?
See, you just exaggerate stuff.
Bullshit!
50 straight.
Who saw me do 50 push-ups the other day?
Deja vu. Remember, he was talking about what we were having wakeboard.
Sean Murray. No, Sean Murray hit me up.
No, you travel the world telling people about what an action sports athlete you are. I get it from people. Oh, you know what about Bert? He's a professional wakeboarder. I'm like, no, he's not. Oh, he's a what is it? He's a professional skimboarder. I'm like, dude. Worst idea ever.
Dude, I'm like sneaky athletic.
Do you remember when he was talking about, he was making claims about wakeboarding and then called your friend?
Yeah, and everybody
and your
said
friend
you couldn't
called
wakeboard.
You back before you left.
You called three people and they said you couldn't wakeboard after you argued for an hour that that's you were all, a great wakeboarder.
And I'm not saying you can't do this stuff, but
that's all we have.
That was our experience.
This is all our machine experience is that all your friends say that you're lying.
Well, I'll tell you what I can do. I can make awesome meals. What a transition.
Nice transition.
We'll be the judges of that.
Look, I had to, it was his birthday the other day and we were doing a show and he was talking about how he loves whiskey, but he's like, my ice machines or your icebreaker gets jammed sometimes. And I'm like, wait, you have a crappy little ice thing? And then we talked about rich people ice where you can make an ice ball.
Yeah.
Ice balls.
Just hang on, give me a heads up real quick. That's not how you give a present. That's not how you give a present.
To explain what it is.
So the other day you said you really wanted some my memorabilia from Winston Churchill. This is a teacup. You let them open it, and then they go, and then that's all present.
Oh, yeah.
You did explain what it was.
Yeah.
That's how gifts work, Jason.
Christmas month.
Oh man, I ruined the surprise.
Tell me what's in the box.
Yeah. Your turn.
I didn't want to feel bad and not give you anything, so I got you something that involves the cooking show.
Oh, awesome.
Right, because we're on a cooking show.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, ice balls.
Yeah.
Thank you. Clear ice balls.
There you go.
Those are fucking awesome.
You're going to drink
this. I follow a guy on Instagram, and his whole thing is making clear ice.
He has high levels of ice balls.
Yeah, but he's got it down to a science.
It's clear. It's like glass.
Yeah.
That he has no oxidation in it.
Yeah.
No nothing.
He made it his life's mission to figure out how to make clear ice out of, like, all the
ice. I wish I had simple wants like that.
I know.
Like where I wake up and go, man, you know what would be cool today?
Yeah.
I want to make ice. Yeah. Like, good ice. You know how many times he must give those to people? And he's like waiting for the ta-da. And they're like, oh, thanks. And he's like, but did you take a look in the drink? And they're like, it's Diet Coke.
It's a mission, though. He actually does it. He has to do it in a cooler.
Yeah. Are you talking about the glass that holds it as ice?
What's that?
Whoa.
No. Talking about making clear ice cube, like ice super clear. Like what this will do with spheres.
Maple syrup.
Yeah, but it was in whiskey.
Thanks.
It's Whistle Pig. Maple syrup, but it's in a whiskey bottle.
Yeah, Whistle Pig is a good whiskey, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do a collab here.
So you want Oh, is this whiskey? This maple syrup.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
You want a glass full of maple syrup?
It's a cooking show, not a drinking show.
No, we can drink. Well, you can't drink.
I can't.
Do you ever, what was the last time you drank?
We can do like a Super Troopers thing and then try to
I can have a drink, I just can't have more than a drink.
That's not fair to you. I'd rather not drink than do that to you.
I don't mind you drinking at all.
I know, but
everybody around me drinks, it's fine.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Do you drink?
I do.
Do you want to drink?
He loves whiskey. That's why I got him the ice.
Oh, I got good whiskey. Hey, hey, Jen, will you see if we ever grab a good whiskey? Did you ever see?
Are you gonna make
it? Oh my God! Oh my God! Should we do special whiskey? Ooh. Oh, this is. Oh, do you want to do special whiskey?
Yeah, I do.
So, so this bottle was given to me by a really cool dude. It was bottled in 1972, the year I was born. So I think it's cool that like all the shit that happened in my life, this liquid has been inside this bottle the whole time.
Yeah.
Like I think that's so cool that like Reagan got shot and this just sat there. It didn't do anything. Right. The wall fell and they were like, not yet. We all got married and this just sat
I got
there.
Married like three.
You did too. Yeah.
You guys got, we all got married a bunch.
We married a bunch of people while that just sat there.
It just sat in there. It
didn't tell me to
but
stop.
But the best thing is when you open it, that means, because my marriage is sticking. So when you open it, that's it. It's
I'm not getting married again,
it's solidified.
Right?
What's that?
If he opens that, can I not get married again?
Wait, aren't you, are you still with your chick?
Both of us.
It's in the middle of a divorce,
Jason,
right now.
Wait, the one I liked?
Yeah.
Underwear Wolf?
Yep.
Fuck. I liked her a lot.
Well, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Do you want me to cry on the show, Bert?
Did I cry?
My cat died the other day, too. I could do it.
Easy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's drink.
But I did get detected in customs for having an anomaly in my pants because my dick's big. So
come
I was like,
on.
It's not it happens all the time. I'm not lying. Come it happens on. All the time. I've finally decided to come out and admit it.
Come out with a big dick? How hard is it to come out with a big dick?
I pull my pants up high because otherwise the anomaly, it's like a yellow square just off to the side because it's dangling off to the side. And they go, can you go back in? And this time pull your pants up. So I go in and I pull my pants up. And then I go back out and they go, there's this yellow square. There's an anomaly. And I'm like, this happens sometimes. It's not that big of a deal. And he's like, well, go in again or I'll search you. And I was like, just search me. I know what it is. Just grab it and we can move on. And then the two security.
Did you use that language?
That's exactly
just
what I
said.
Just
grab it and we'll move on.
I just said touch. I didn't say grab it. I said touch it maybe.
Just rub the tip a little bit and we'll move on. Make awkward eye contact with you while you do it.
I didn't say any of that. But there was two security girls and a guy and the two girls, because I had sweatpants on, they looked and then they did like the back off thing. And then the guy was like, I'm going to have to search you. Do you need a private room? And I was like, no, just do it. Just grab it.
Just touch it.
And let me go.
I'm cool with it.
And then he touched it and yeah, it's not a bomb.
Wait, I
think maybe it's because I'm not circumcised and maybe a lot of Americans are circumcised and maybe that's the anomaly. I don't
you
know.
You think it's picking up circumcisions?
Or maybe my dick has a little bit of metal in it.
Well, I think that's the one they use in Palestine. They're like, he's a Jew, get him! Today, I'm gonna pour us a glass of whiskey. I am making high-end pizza rolls.
Awesome.
Little tiny pizza bites. You ever have the Totino's pizza? Oh, they're fucking so good. But we're making them homemade. I'm gonna grill. I'm gonna cook this up. I'm gonna make dough first, and then I'm gonna let the dough sit while I cook this, and then we'll roll it out. We'll cut it up. And we'll put our own fillings in, bake it, and then I have a great burrata dip. You ever had burrata?
Mm-hmm.
Burrata is so fucking good. I'm late to the game on burrata.
I don't know what that means.
Cheese, like really,
it's
squishy
really good cheese.
Cheese.
It's really good cheese. It's like almost like soft.
Is it stinky?
No. It's mozzarella.
You'll know when you see it.
So you start off by making the dough. You mix in your sugar, a little bit of salt. Where's the salt? What did I do with the salt? And then, have you ever made dough before?
I'm tripping out that you look like you know how to cook right now.
I do know how to cook.
That was like the way you just dipped that in there. It was like you've done this before.
So what you want to do is...
What you want to do is...
This is yeast. So this yeast, and then I'm going to put a little bit of flour.
We're not
going to
talk about the army of people that we saw in this kitchen before.
Did someone tell you to say that? Right? Like, did you memorize that?
No, I like making dough.
You...
I like making dough for pizza because it feels like you know what you're doing. I like making pasta, too.
You seem like you know what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I do.
This is impressive.
Oh, thank you.
You're not that jacked, but you're an impressive cook.
I'm fine. If I can take my mic
You've
on.
Got something going on here. I'll give you that.
Dude,
there's something going on here.
I mean,
there.
If you felt it.
But this is, I don't know.
This is real. This, there are abs inside here.
That's cheating. That's easy. Anyone can say that.
No, there's abs inside there. They're like legit.
Today, show my me. Workout, I did 195 10 times to finish off my
195
reps.
What, bench?
Yeah.
You can bench 200?
I can bench 275. I can actually do 50 push-ups in a row. I can actually do 50. Actually. I did 50.
Are these like quick little jerky ones? Or
like no, I just want, you'll see my power. You'll see my power.
Does your stomach hit the ground every time?
Yeah, that's the cheat
code.
You're
bouncing back off.
That's the cheat code.
He's bouncing back off.
Rogan goes, it's not fair. That's not a real fucking push-up.
It isn't.
And I go, I can't go all the way down. It stops me.
So you can kind of get it to like flick your back up a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was touching a goat yesterday and it reminded me of Bert.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's got like a...
He means like you're the goat.
It had a dense...
Oh, yeah.
It had a dense belly.
Wait, a fucking glass half full that.
That was the spin.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to say he was fat.
Oh, damn it.
I could lick my own dick. All right.
Can you?
Yeah, no. Come on. I can barely tie my shoes.
You never know. Some people just have long necks.
I had a friend who can do it. Let's edit this out. And he said...
Earmuffs.
He said,
man, you gotta wait a little longer before you say the name.
Do you guys
want to? Nobody can edit that quick. It was like, don't say his name. Like, you gotta let him give it a.
Do you want breath. Ice? Do you want ice to your whiskey?
Yeah.
Okay. And he said, I said, what's it like sucking your own dick? He goes, well, it feels less like someone sucking your dick and more like you're sucking a dick.
I tried it. I can't do it. Not that flexible.
Can't do it with all those claims of security anomalies.
Yeah, right. You'd think apparently like I might have a little gusto down there, but I'm as stiff as a bastard because apparently I can't do it. Yeah. I think some people have seriously longer necks. I'm not saying like Danny Wayne, Kelly Slater can blow themselves. I'm just saying they've got long necks.
Do you realize how that would change his legacy if they're like, Kelly Slater can suck his own dick? Everyone would be like, he's also a good surfer, but do you really know what he's good at?
And he's 50.
And he's 50?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's, like you meet like goats, right?
Yeah.
And you go, would they get me? Like, cause I'm...
I mean, they get you, you are one.
Of what?
Of comedy, you dickhead.
Oh, I'm not a goat.
Yes, you are.
Look at this little tiny nozzle.
That's legit.
You're a freak, bud.
I'm a good comedian.
In a good
way. I'm a harder worker.
Yeah, but I don't think The Rock is that talented. He's just a really hard worker, which makes him a legend. I don't know about
that. You can be a really hard worker and not get the parts.
Okay, hang on. That's a really good question.
Do you think so, though? Because here's a guy that I thought had the natural talent. When I first saw him skateboard, I was like, oh, this is a guy that when he got a skateboard, it was just easy for him. And then from doing the show over the years here in his childhood where he wasn't naturally good at it at all.
At skateboarding?
That's what he claims.
No.
See, that surprised me, too. I thought for sure he was like, as soon as I touched it, I was like, wee, it loves me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it hates me and loves him. But nah, he put in the work. That's all it is.
So wait. Well, then what makes you so good? Like, do you, because I always deflect and go, I'll tell you right now, there are comics that are way better than me that people don't know. Really brilliant dudes. And by the way, I'm performing in bigger places than a lot of people that should be performing in those places. But I don't mind working my ass off. I don't mind promoting my shows and like getting out in front of the camera. I don't mind all the shit that a lot of people
the hustle.
The hustle, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that is a huge part of success is your ability or your willingness to keep working or keep trying. And I think that's probably my secret, is that I just would never give up.
So then, like, this is a real weird question, but...
Well, I want to try this before it gets watered down. So
yeah, sure. Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Hey, so this is a weird question. How do you handle that? Like when people go, you're the greatest, do you go, just thank you? Or do you like, cause it is like, here's a weird question. Do you believe it? Like Michael Jordan believes it.
I'm super appreciative and thankful for any compliment, but skateboarding is so subjective. No one is the best. Like I was just at X Games last weekend in Tokyo. So the age range of that event was like 12 to 55.
Really?
And it's just fascinating to see how far it's come. And two of the guys, you'll love this, Eddie Damastoy from France and Moto.
Yeah.
Both beat me with my own tricks.
Are you serious?
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Kickflip 540.
Yeah.
And backslide 360 to board slide. Oh, at the end, wow. At the end of the event, I was like, wait a second. Those are my tricks. What the hell am I doing here?
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's my sign.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, there's people that can do something that he can't do now. But
absolutely.
There's the start of it.
So,
like,
but that's
he made
the
big jump for all of us, where we were all like, because it's different if you hear about it. Like, I'm from Australia. I heard people could do stuff. Then I came here and watched him do it. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I kind of know how to do it from seeing him do it. Like, I'm not saying I'm just going to straight away I make it, but it definitely helps to watch it happen.
Well, it also helps that when something has been accomplished, to get to that stage or to accomplish it for yourself is a little easier, I think, because you know it's possible.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is the state of skateboarding and the evolution of skateboarding is that there's all these things that these milestones have been made. And so now there's a kid coming in, a 10-year-old that's like, well, I'm gonna learn kickflips my first week.
Yeah.
Which is why
kickflip wasn't invented until I was like 14.
See, he did too many tricks too easy. And at one point, if he didn't like beat himself every weekend, then the guy that got second would somehow get first because
even when I was winning, I got all the hate.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
How did you deal with getting hate? It's a tough fucking thing to deal with because as a person who wants people to like them, whenever I get like a negative comment, I cannot look at all anymore.
Me too.
I cannot look at all.
Me too.
I mean, I stopped getting on YouTube because I was like, you get your compilation videos of like Bert Kreischer kills it, and then you get one that's bad. You're like, who would spend time not liking me? who would make a compilation of me looking like an asshole?
I know.
And then part of me is like, I should stop talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I got all that kind of hate to my face back in the day. So
for real?
Yeah, man.
It made me more immune to what's happening now with social media, but I feel like I'm stronger for it.
I don't know if I'm stronger for it. I definitely can identify, like, when I have been living my life right. Because I want good things for everyone. But I can't focus on the negative stuff because then it fucks me up.
You don't do anything negative. It's just like sometimes people say silly shit because they're on the internet, right?
Like,
what do you do that's bad?
I'm an alcoholic, fucking...
Yeah, but you're always there. You work hard. You don't disappear.
Yeah, I know, but then they... I don't know. I mean... There's
a
lot.
Get moody?
Like, I saw one guy got really upset because I was telling Rogan. I was just talking shit to Rogan.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can do that. And then he's like, you can do a
that
split.
It doesn't sound like you, but.
I love that. I'm a fucking comedian. That's the fucking. I'm not a historian. I'm not a professor. Yeah. I'm a fucking comedian. You know, Segura one time had to remind me of that. He was like, that's what I love about you. You just always talk shit. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I don't believe it. And I go, you don't? And he goes, hey, buddy, you're a fucking comedian. You're not a pro athlete. And I was like, yeah, because sometimes it gets blurred in my mind.
Yeah, see that.
All right, dough's been made. I'm going to let it rise. Put it in a warm place. Sometimes it does get lost in my mind. Because if you do something, like if you surprise yourself athletically, like I went out to my high school and we were taking batting practice with the high school kids and I hit a fucking home run. I'm 50 years old. I hit a
Is that
home
hard
run.
To do?
It's extremely hard to do. And I never did it
depends
in high
who's
school.
Pitching.
What?
Depends on who's pitching.
Yeah, well, it was batting practice. It was batting practice. Let me be real clear. But I hit a home run. I'd never done that in high school. When I was in shape, I never did that in high school.
Yeah.
Never hit a home run. Then I hit a home run. And I was walking around like, fuck yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, wait, I'm on testosterone. Like
that doesn't make that much of a difference.
Makes a lot. I wasn't on testosterone.
Were you real low?
What?
Were you really low?
I was like... They changed my pronouns. That's how low I was.
That happened to me too, though. For a little bit there when I was fighting, I might have given myself just a little bit more than I was told to do.
Everyone goes to 26 cc.
If you got to fight, Bert, and you're like, so this gets me to a level that's pretty high? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, if I just take a little bit more into the syringe, that will make me even stronger, right?
Just that little bit.
No one does coke just to be good at darts. You do coke to take over the fucking world.
I have like a heart thing, so now I do like exactly what the doctor tells me to do.
I thought I had your heart thing the other day.
You had a flutter.
And I was thinking about you a lot. My heart was fluttering. I was very hungover, and I was like, yes. And I couldn't go to sleep.
Drinking a lot is the, they call it something because a lot of people around Christmas and stuff come in with the AFib from drinking a lot.
No, I have a heart murmur, like a detected heart murmur.
A lot of people do.
I need to get a sleep apnea machine.
Wait, you can't sleep good. You snore.
I snore really bad.
What about one of those hyperbaric chambers you could sleep in? You're rich. Why wouldn't you do that? I would do that.
I'm waiting until they come out with the high-end ones. Because right now you can only get the bag, and the bag doesn't get you down to like 4 fathoms. 4 fathoms is where
you can't really get the machine?
What?
You can't get the machine?
You can't get the glass one. The glass one. You can't get it. No.
Not for sale.
No.
You could make a hyperbaric chamber room.
Dude.
Because there's altitude rooms. You ever been in an altitude room?
Yeah.
Glass case, like your bubble boy, and they make the altitude in there super high, and every punch makes you 10 times as tired.
Dave Navarro used to work out on an elliptical in one of those.
Yeah.
Dave Navarro, I saw him naked a couple times.
Did you see his penis?
Yeah.
Is it an anomaly?
Nice hog.
Right.
Nice hog. Like solid piece, but he's
so
got.
So he gets stopped at the airport.
I don't know about that.
Do you think he fluffed it to show you?
No, it was a bull. He did have sauna cock. So
he had solid cock.
Sauna cock. He was in a sauna, so all your blood's down there.
Okay, right, yeah.
Sauna cock's like a bigger cock.
Did he have dangly balls? Because sauna balls.
I gotta be honest with you. I spent so much time reading that motherfucker. Because he's all tatted up, and they go right to his cock. Everything's like right around there, and he was shaved, hairless, and nipple piercings.
I got my butthole tattoo the other day, dude. Man, that is a sensation.
My asshole's been so itchy, I think a tattoo would make it feel better.
Yeah,
like it's not a bad idea. Wait, what did you get?
Spider web. I had my ex put a love heart around my butthole, and then there was like gaps, so I filled all the gaps, taint and everything, with spider webs. Poor. Were you the bit where God sews you up? Tattooing over that?
I said that to someone one time. The bit where God sews you up.
Girls don't have it. You know what? That's where your vagina is? Because we're all women. And then there's like a thing that turns you into a boy before you come out of a vagina.
Yeah, I felt that. I was with dating a girl and I felt that. And she goes,
we've just got big clits.
It's where God seamed you up. And I went, oh yeah. And then I went, wait, God didn't have a thread and needle? Wait.
Nah, he uses.
Wait, do I have a vagina?
Yes.
And then I was like, wait, am I a two-thing person?
You're
in my parents never told me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense. That smells good, Bert.
By the way, this is my favorite way to cut garlic.
Yeah, that wasn't very mafia, though.
No, I know the mafia. That's what, you know, that's where I got it from. Goodfellas, when they slice it razor blade thin.
Yeah.
What's a movie you can't turn off if it goes on?
Oh, Jaws, Rambo, and Meg.
Meg?
I love Meg.
Really?
I know it's dumb.
The Meg?
Yeah, and I'm going to watch Meg 2. I'm going to love Meg 2, and I don't care what anybody says.
All right. See this shit?
Mine is Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers?
It's the one that's real.
It's very RoboCop-ish.
But it's so bad that
Okay, this is my defense. Starship Troopers is so bad it's good, but it's also so good.
Wait, what's... I don't think I'm familiar.
It hits all the marks.
Who's the famous person in it so we can know?
What's his name? Doogie Howser.
Yeah, Doogie Howser's in it, and then who's the girl that married the Tiger Blood guy?
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Denise Richards.
Denise Richards is in it.
Yeah.
I saw her on a plane one time.
Now or back in the day?
Back in the day.
Right.
One of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. One of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my entire life. Who is someone you've seen in person, like a celebrity, where you went, that is astounding?
Minnie Driver.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
I don't know. I've always wanted to have sex with someone that could defeat me, and
she looked like she's got superior genes.
Like she could kick my ass, but
Minnie Driver's fucking
hot. And I didn't
see
it because in the movie she seems little and sweet, but
in all
she's
the movies,
jacked.
Circle of None or Circle of One, Circle of Friends, Circle of Friends. She played the fat chick, like she gained weight for it.
Yeah,
and then she comes out and starts hitting bangers, dude. I fucking love Minnie Driver.
Yeah, me too.
Gwen Stefani.
She's got a beard. Bit peach fuzzy for me.
For real?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
I'm more into Brad Pitt.
That's one celebrity I probably...
He's the hottest person in the life.
He's pretty fucking hot.
I saw him...
Like, who's a hotter girl?
A hotter girl than Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Charlize Theron.
No way.
Okay, I met her.
Yeah. Really?
And she was very beautiful.
Right. Yeah,
I liked her and Ashley Judd. Ashley Judd was a fucking banger back in the day. Did you ever hear what happened to Ashley Judd's leg?
Nah.
She's taking a hike in the jungle, doing some like goodwill shit, you know, like monkeys or something. And she trips.
Goodwill for monkeys.
I don't know.
Nah, it makes sense. You know, so, you, anyway.
Something charitable.
Like, when I become a movie star, I'll have to find a charity that I care about, like elephants, and then everyone will be, and that'll be my thing.
Like Leo.
Like Leo does, no, yeah. Natalie Portman's silverback gorillas. She just takes care of silverback gorillas. I'll find mine. It'll be like
rhinos. Did you know that silverback gorillas, when you go and hang out with them, that they find the alpha of the group and they pick them out? So, like, if we all go there, we'll be notified by the main gorilla who is the man of the pack.
Fuck.
I talked about this with Dax Shepard one day, and Dax was like, obviously it would be me. And I was like, obviously it wouldn't. It would be
me. Oh, they choose the alpha of the
group. Wait, Dax thinks he's the alpha? It's hard to be an alpha when you are an actual athlete. Like, it's hard to alpha an actual athlete.
Right.
It's an impossible. Like, right. I'm not, like Joe will always be an alpha.
Right. I feel that a lot, but because I'm half gay, it's like a thing that like, argues with it a lot.
What, with your alpha shit?
Yeah.
Wait, does your alpha shit bully your gay shit?
The girl is going to pick up on that?
We bully each other inside my head.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Because I'd be like, man, I could smash everybody in this restaurant. And I'd probably do it in under 7 minutes. And it's like, why did you need to say that? Like, what's your deal?
Yeah. What are you going through?
And I'm like, why don't you just, like, be happier and try to hug everybody? Because really, you're just a friendly person. And I'm like, that's so gay, you know? Smash people. So it's like a mixture of war and blowjobs.
I remember the first time you told me you were bisexual. But you hadn't come out yet, but you told me.
I told you.
You told me.
Wow.
And I
really?
Yeah.
Man, I must really like you.
And you...
Dude, are you sure he hadn't come out yet?
It was a while ago. It was when you were doing your Sirius XM show.
Yeah.
And you had said something about it to me, and I thought you were joking.
That's usually how I get away with it.
And I laughed, and then you didn't laugh, and I went, oh, wow. And I was like, oh, cool. Because I've always had, like, a thing, like, because I'm not a chase pussy guy. Like, I've never been that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I've always been like, why aren't all my friends either gay or bisexual? Like, my favorite people are. Like, Tim Dillon's one of my favorite human beings alive. Yeah. He made me laugh harder last night backstage than I laughed in a comedy club ever in my fucking life.
He's a legend. Everything about him is legendary to me.
Tim has leaned into Hollywood in the most beautiful way possible.
Yeah, agreed.
Every day he gets in his Bentley and whatever he slept in and goes down to the Polo Club to have lunch. And he brings his newspaper and he's got his iPhone and he's looking at real estate deals and he's closing movie deals and he's just holding court, has a fucking full meal. I love that energy.
Sick. You know, one time he said, I was doing the Comedy Store, and he was like, hey, man, you're pretty funny. Do you want to do a show with me? And then I did a show with him.
Yeah.
That actually happened.
He's a real dude.
The first time I ever met him, he came into the green room, and he was like, hey, man, that's pretty cool. You want to do a show with me? And I'm like, you're Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
And then that was it. Never saw him again. But still, that happened.
He is a badass dude. I can roll it out on the thing. I don't need a plate, do I?
No, I will get it.
I feel like we're making homemade bagel bites.
We are making... That's, you know what, they wanted to make bagel bites for initially? Do you like bagel bites?
I was sponsored by them for a long time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
I
kiboshed it. I was like, who the fuck eats bagel bites? And then I was let's make pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Can someone get me some more cheese? So this is, I keep leaving the fucking fridge door open. If you could have one sponsor for your podcast, who would you like to have? Like a lifelong sponsor. They sign a deal in perpetuity till the day you die.
The UFC.
That would be a good one.
And then I go to all the fights and I'm up against like on the cage and I can watch them all super close. And then I like go to the hotel.
Don't you already have a line on tickets though?
Nah, I kind of got too gay to like text Dana White. I feel like he won't like me anymore.
I wonder if Dana White knows who I am.
I just feel weird about texting him now.
Thank you. Isn't that crazy? Like, is there anyone that has known who you are and you were shocked?
I remember going to an event, a charity event, Dustin Hoffman was walking out.
Whoa.
And then I was walking in, he's like, hey, Tony Hawk. I'm like, what? Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
Samuel L. Jackson said my name after we did a movie together where I was a turd in XXX for probably a total of an hour of being around. And I talked to him a few times. And then at the premiere, I'm at the after party eating some pizza and getting a drink. And he comes up and he goes, Jason.
How you doing? And I'm like, you're shitting me.
You're shitting me.
Yeah. And I had like friends standing next to me, so it looked like I was friends with Samuel L. Jackson. And I just played it off like, hey, man, good to see you.
Sammy! Sammy boy!
I can go that far.
You ever hear the Don Rickles story with Frank Sinatra?
No.
He says to Frank Sinatra, he's going to the bathroom and he sees Frank Sinatra in the bathroom. He goes, Frank, hey, I'm with the girl. It would mean the world if you could just stop by her table for a second and just say hi. Just say, I think it would help me close the deal.
Yeah.
Okay. And he goes, well, I'll see what I can do, Don. So sitting there, and then finally Frank gets up with his drink. He goes over to Don. He sits down at the table, and he goes, hey, and Don goes, Frank, can't you see I'm with someone? Fucking that energy is gone in this city. Like that fucking, like those days, the Rat Pack days, that was the badass days.
You don't wear an apron?
No, I just.
I see that.
Just put it on me. I think this dough is a little harder than I want. I might need to let it cool.
You think if it cools, it gets easier to flatten out?
Yeah, if it warms, it's hard as a fucking rock right now. We're going to get one pizza roll each.
That's a lot of filling.
Works for me.
That's a fucking...
That's one.
It's one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Wait, forget rolls.
I just broke
forget
into
rolls.
It.
Forget rolls. Let's just go pizzas.
You just want to make a pizza?
Just put it in a fist. Let's go.
Here we go.
Personal sizes.
Oh, you guys are way better technique.
You guys want pizza dicks? So when did you realize you had a big dick? Because I remember the day I realized I didn't.
But it's not ridiculously small.
It's not ridiculously small, but it's definitely not something you want to bring into a locker room.
Right. Yeah, I feel like a few girls said it and I didn't believe them. I just figured that's what girls say. Because my dad was packing. So that's the only one I had to gauge off.
Yeah.
And then when I got gay and started hanging out with a bunch of penises, I was
that's
like,
that's a quick
wait
a way
minute.
To find out.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really truthful test way to find out you have a big dick. It's when you start seeing other dudes' dicks up close.
That's pretty easy to tell then.
When you are bisexual, is there like a guy that you're like, that's not my thing?
Yeah.
What?
You.
That's racist.
Do you remember what you said on your mom's house?
Yeah, because guys like you can suck it, but that's as far as it goes. I don't want to make out with you because you got like a big beard and stuff.
Wait, no, hold on. You just said I could suck your dick, that's it?
The quote was, I'd let him.
You'd let me suck your dick?
Dude, not you, a guy that looked like you. You can
no,
do whatever
no, that's
you want.
Me. Oh, no, no, I look exactly
you
like
you
me.
You can do whatever you wanted to me, Bert. I love you.
I think what I can do what I'm going to do, yeah. You want to see what, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. And I think you guys will be very surprised. Did it get hot in here all of a sudden?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I had the oven on. Yeah. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
That's a sweet sausage roll you're brewing up there, Bert. I feel like I'm home.
Is there somewhere in the world you haven't traveled that you'd like to go?
Bora Bora.
Really? What do you know about it?
Just the photos on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, I just want to live in one of those little houses on the stilts things.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to go surf, like go surf in Bali or there.
Yeah.
So just so we're clear?
That looks awesome.
That looks pretty fucking good.
Yeah. I'm more excited about that than whatever you were going to make.
I mean, it's no bagel, but it'll do.
We can make one bagel.
Big bagel bite?
Yeah, big bagel bite. I'll make bagel bites. Good call, Tony.
Sick.
I like how excited he gets about stuff.
I get...
You made a bagel bite. I'm excited about bagel bites now, and I don't even really think I care.
I get so excited for the silliest stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like life.
But you should be excited about your life. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Do you get to a stage where you're doing so many things, and they're all these sort of dream opportunities that you suddenly lose... how important or how exciting they were.
You know, like to be a pro skateboarder and then to be 50 and still skate and I do a podcast with Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Like, how am I... I should be grateful of that, but there's tons of times where we do the show and I go, yeah, see ya.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, like, because you get used to it, but think about all the other skateboard people that listen to our show and they're like, Ellis gets to do a show with Tony Hawk every day.
It's pretty fucking cool.
On my side, it's the idea that we get these big names that will just come in.
Who tell me about some names you had on your podcast that you've never been excited. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen.
You had Seth Rogen on?
Yeah.
I think he's cool as fuck.
He was the. I don't think I've laughed more in a show. Yeah, that was really.
I think that one is probably our.
His Will Smith jokes just made me.
Right, he didn't like Will Smith.
Sure. He gave it to him. It was pretty fun.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
But you twisted those stories. So
I do that. I hit my head a lot, and I smoke a lot of weed. So I had lunch
with Seth Rogen a few years ago. A little restaurant in Melrose. We'd left, and I was parked down the street. I think his house was near there, or he was parked up the street or somewhere. And we're walking, and Melrose was really empty for some reason. No cars coming by. The only car that drove by was a TMZ tour bus. And it just stops in the middle of the street. And was like, look, there's Seth Rogen and Tony Hawk. And people start getting off the bus. And I'm like, what? This is crazy. And Seth took off.
Really?
Like, was gone in an instant. Yeah, and then I was there, like, taking a couple photos, and then traffic started moving, so we made the move, but that was the story.
I edited it and replaced Tony with Will Smith to make it more exciting. You understand.
I completely understand.
Fucking punch it up. Razzle dazzle me, baby. I don't need to hear the fucking truth. I want to have fun.
It's cooking show on YouTube. No, Will Smith, man. And then Tony said, shut up, right, bitch. I'm not even and slapped him.
I saw Edward Norton the other day eating breakfast.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
And he walked by me, and I could not control myself. And I just went, oh, Edward Norton. Ah!
Like a dolphin.
Like a fucking, Leanne goes, were you a seal?
Yeah, you just turned into a dolphin, man. That was a good impression.
She goes, relax. You have fucking major motion picture coming out. Fucking learn how to pretend like you've been here. And I go, and then I was like,
wait, she did not say that.
She goes, she was like, just calm down. And I was like, but it's Edward Norton. Like, it's Edward Norton.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Like, I do that. I'm a little pissed that not everyone's dropped their shit while looking at you going, it's the greatest skateboarder in the world.
No, but Edward Norton.
To tell you, one time I was at, what's the place where that famous guy died in front of the nightclub back in the
Viper Room!
Yeah, I was at the Viper Room with my girlfriend. My girlfriend's a penthouse pet, so she was really pretty. And where it was a square, so you don't get, there's no line. You're just around this square, and they pick people to come in. And I'm standing there going, we're never going to get in. And then I look over, and Russell Crowe is standing over there. And this is from... He's only from in the movie Romper Stomper. He hasn't done Gladiator or anything yet. Yeah. So I know who he is. And I go, holy shit, that's Hando. Like, that's his name in the movie. I don't even know his name's Russell Crowe. And my girlfriend goes, holy shit, it is. And then he looks at me. And I'm like, oh, he's looking at me. And I look away because I'm nervous. And then I turn back and he's walking up to me. He's like, how's it going, mate? And I'm like, holy shit, I'm good. How are you? How did you? He's like, only Australians look at me like that, mate. So... You know what I mean? Like, you obviously saw the movie, and I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you want to get in? I'll get you in. And I'm like, yes, I do, Russell Crowe. Thank you.
I do, Russell Crowe.
Hando, yes, I do, Hando.
Yeah, I think it was probably called him Hando. I hope I didn't call him Hando, but it turns out he wanted to let us in because he wanted to bone my girlfriend.
I could party with Russell Crowe. I would be a guy I'd stop everything I do.
You guys should do a movie together. That works.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me. Just raw dog it. And give me a soft pitch. I'll punch it up.
You're a king in a castle.
I fucking love it. And Russell Crowe's my fat brother who no one likes.
Yeah, and he's having an affair with your wife.
And I'm cool with it because I get to run the kingdom. And what I really love is power. But I don't know how to run a kingdom. Right. So he's got to be like the guy who tells me how to do everything. And backstage, he's really pulling all the puppet strings.
Yeah.
And
he's using you to get what he wants.
I wonder if we could play twins.
You could. Right now?
Right now.
You could be brothers at least.
Twins 3?
I need more olive oil.
Red Dragons.
Hey, I just broke something. Leanne's gonna be pissed. Dog can't hear anymore.
Oh,
Leanne's not gonna be happy. Oh, I saw that coming.
Are the pieces big enough to glue back together?
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, and I'm bleeding. Well, this meal just got dicey. Time to... Don't worry, no blood got anywhere. Hey, can I get a Band-Aid?
Yeah.
Guys, this is Jane.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
We're just going to chop some garlic up and throw it in that pan. And thank you so much.
Have you seen Breadface?
No.
Breadface blog.
Breadface is there's this lady that she mushes her face on cakes and stuff. She's really cute, but it's like a thing. She has a following. It's a like business, a right?
Yeah. I think it's more like a fetish, but...
Oh. Fetish?
But okay. I don't know. Is there a bread fetish? Everything's a...
There's a yeast there fetish. Is probably... I guarantee there's a yeast fetish.
Oh.
Oh my God.
He is a comedian.
I just stepped right
into that. I know, you did.
Looking good, guys.
Occupational hazard.
What?
Man, you look like cooking is hard.
I know. I don't know the way I do it.
You look like you went outside and chopped up some firewood.
That's good, Jane. That's good. We can just swipe it in now. You want to put it in for me? Here, I'll do this.
What about a tennis band?
A tennis band?
Yeah.
Like LeBron?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, you could.
I kind of like doing the show with Jane when she does the cooking, and I just sit by the side.
It does seem cool. You can drink more, too.
That's on.
It's on. There's fire.
It's on.
This is going to go on the burrata. I'm going to pour it over the burrata. I'm going to make a buffalo sauce here, so if we want to dip it in anything, I'm going to try to clean up a little bit, not too much.
Right.
And then we should be ready to eat soon, guys. Oh, I fucking love the smell of garlic.
Does garlic make you poo a lot?
Yeah. It makes me fart like fucking crazy.
I think it does it to everybody.
Yeah.
Do you poo a lot?
I shit pretty aggressively.
You eat a lot of meat, or do you like? Are you like a plant based? Do you like eat vegetables?
Did you mean frequency or?
I shit.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't want to know how much they weighed. Yeah, I was just like, do you get it?
I was gonna say.
I shit like a bouncer kicking people out of a bar at 2 a.m. Like I'm like, let's go, everyone, right now.
Okay, all right. Is it painful?
No, my stools are pretty soft.
Okay.
What about you, Tony? How are your stools?
Let's go around the table.
Fine, pretty normal.
Good.
Yep. I got no complaints.
All right.
How long does it take before you shit in front of the chick you're dating?
I never have and I never will. The only time this ever happened, this is the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me in my relationship.
This is pretty good.
I don't poo in front of her. Do I fart? Yes. Because sometimes I fart in my sleep and the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
But I don't poo in front of her. I don't poo in this. Like if I poo in the bathroom, she's not allowed to go in that bathroom until I know it's good.
Oh,
and
fuck.
Vice versa. So then I get into gay stuff and I'm like, I want to get butt fucked. And I'm like, how do you do that?
Man, you really got my attention. That's how you start a book.
Got you back.
I got into gay stuff and you want, I wanted to get butt fucked. And I'm like, I'm here for this.
So I asked her how to do it because I know that she's been butt fucked before because I did it. And she goes, we got to wash out. So there's like a thing that you can get a squirty water bottle, or you can get like a metal hose that comes off the shower. It's got like a little metal penis on the end of it. And you put that up your butt, turn the tap on, and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
So I go in the spare bathroom, hook this thing up. She sits on the ground on the tile in front of me. And I'm in the shower and she goes, now put it up there. And I'm like, oh, it feels weird. Cause I'm still not used to putting things up there. It was before I was like super gay. So I put it up there and she goes, now turn the shower on. You're going to feel yourself filling up. And I turn it on, I'm like, whoa, I feel myself filling up. And right as I say that, a full adult turd shoots out of my ass and lawn darts into the ground. And the ground was like that fiberglass. It was a little bit hollow. So it went like, bong. And it stayed up like an airplane that slowly crashed into the ground. That's... And then I look back and saw it. And I looked at her and I'm like, I can't. Kick it.
There's no denying
that. You can't stand
that.
On it. Yeah, it was out. So, yeah.
That's fucking... Wait,
she knows I shit.
Oh, she found out you shit that day?
Right there, yeah.
This is the conversation.
Wait, can I ask
you... Just before being served.
Yeah. I'm curious, like, bad. What happens to you? Well, how old were you when you first got fucked in the ass?
Before you start, check that.
I mean, if I had a dime for every time I was asked that question, I think probably 49, 50.
50? Okay. So what is
pretty
the
recent.
Thing? What's
Couple
the
years.
Thing that leads you to go, I want to try it?
Because I was butt fucking somebody and they looked like they were having more fun than me.
Really?
Simple.
Yeah. I would always assume
that I would be having the most fun,
the
but
person.
I was like, he's having more fun.
And is it true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because you can have multiple... Sorry, Tony. You can have multiple...
I've already heard it.
Yeah, you can have multiple orgasms from anal, like a woman. So instead of one, you can have a lot in one shot.
Yeah.
So that's better.
I like how you're pondering it, but
I'm
I can
trying
see
to think,
the sense
like,
of
I'm trying to think of the things I like more than one
But you can get a girl, you can get your wife to do it, and then you're not gay. Relax.
Hey, Leanne, will you fuck me in the ass? Okay. Guess that's off the table.
You know they've got one that sticks on the wall. You can fuck yourself.
Oh yeah. And then she walks in. I'm like, what? I'm stretching my legs.
Lock the door.
You don't just stick it on and then keep the door open?
I'm stuck to the wall.
Apparently, considering the bathroom etiquette, the doors are locked.
You gotta lock the door if you're gonna butt fuck yourself. Everybody knows that.
that's logical. It's logical. Right? It's very logical.
You know, certain surprises some people don't need.
Man, I never been walked in on jerking off.
You've never been?
Nope, never. I'm clean. I got a clean record, and I've taken some chances.
Yeah,
I've taken some legit chances.
Do you think
chances.
Maybe sometimes you got busted and you didn't know?
I would love that list on my deathbed. The list of just heads up. These are all the times people walk in on me.
Because you know when you usually see
you
someone do that,
slick,
you don't stay
not.
And go, oh, you're totally jerking it. Like you go, oh, God, and you leave, right?
All right, guys. These look fucking awesome.
Oh, they got way better.
They got way better with time, didn't they?
That's legit.
All right. We got spatula here. I got, okay, maybe that could have used a little more.
Well, I noticed you didn't want to continue the wakeboard conversation, which tells me that you would like to leave that, and that is fine.
I'm ready. I'm ready for a wakeboard competition.
Let's go. Okay.
I'm ready for it. Let's see what this guy does. Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. You know,
this looks like we get searched at an airport.
If you opened a sausage roll store in Australia, you would do so well with those.
Should I?
Anomaly. That's your anomaly.
All right, should I cut it for us?
Yeah.
Okay. I need a different knife. I'm getting nervous.
Why?
Because I need like a...
You don't feel good about it? Wow, that's a cool knife. You're very delicate.
I want it to be perfect. Should I go smaller?
Or men.
Not all of us.
Wait.
I feel like I'm a boy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were calling me.
No. That would be the meanest thing in the world to say.
Well, maybe not you.
Jason, do you want the uncircumcised part?
It would make sense, right?
Yep. Tony.
It's me.
I'll give you the juicy center.
Thank you.
Here's our burrata. And our dip, now you can, this is mine. It's gonna be.
Is the dip for the burrata or for the?
The burrata is, what I would do with the burrata personally is I would break it and scoop some and put it on. Like break it, oh, look at that. And then.
So good, it's seriously.
It's burrata.
You guys are way too into the cum cheese.
Just
man.
Wait, you'll love it.
Oh, you're
really? Oh, yeah, you don't like the happy cow cheese. Like, I love that stuff. Yeah. I think it's too creamy.
Wait, is this like happy cow cheese?
No, it's similar consistency, but...
I think this
But it's like kind of, it's got a hard shell kind
of. You put a lot of cheese on top of that.
I love cheese here. Burrata's fucking awesome.
Wow, you're doing it too.
Burrata is fucking phenomenal, dude.
Okay, I'm going to try it only on that so that I can get the variety.
I want to try a bagel bite so bad and see how I did. Whoa. They're hot.
Yeah.
But they're good. Because they're hot, but they're fucking good. That's fresh dough. I love that it's fresh dough. Jason, that's going to be really fucking hot.
I'm fine.
All right, so my question is... This is dip for?
This is just a buffalo dip I whipped up to see if it would work good on the pizza. A little hot sauce on the pizza might cool it down.
Oh, shit. It's really good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, These bagel bites are so easy to make.
Yeah, usually you just take them out of the package and put them in the oven.
Usually
you
put
Those are the easiest ones. My daughter went through a kick where that was it. That was
really?
My choice. Yeah, bagel bites for lunch.
Oh.
And I wasn't getting paid.
I would argue the pizza roll is better.
You mean if you have a fork?
I'm eating with a fork.
Wait, which is better?
This one with the burrata. It's really good. It's like, here, sorry.
I was trying to. Strong hand.
He wasn't getting it. They're like, you're eating a fork? Yeah. You go, yes, you should try it like that. It's so much better.
That would really help you if you had a fork.
Should bring forks next time. This is so fucking hot.
Yeah.
You're handling it well, though.
Oh, yeah, with the cheese.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is so fucking good.
Yeah.
You think you could be a chef judge?
Yeah.
You could, huh?
Yeah.
I definitely could.
Because your comments would be funny, too. Would you be mean if they were bad cooks?
Oh. What?
No.
I couldn't do it, could you?
No, I couldn't. I like people trying.
I did one of those with kids.
Wait, and you had to tell the kid he can't cook?
Yeah, it sucked.
Wait, you told a kid he sucks
at
cooking?
It wasn't like you had to vote someone off.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
But did you say it in a nice way, or it'd be like...
Well, I got lucky in that there was kind of one obvious loser in each round, so you had to give the excuse of why they're getting let go, and it was like one kid just didn't finish the dish.
Right.
It was like, well, you know, you look like you're on your way, but you didn't really actually...
You didn't make it, so you're out.
You're out, yeah.
But what about they made it and it tastes like shit and you're out?
It's just that someone else's tastes better. So you just have to lean into that. Like, well, you know, you had to...
You don't point out that they're the worst
chopped,
cook ever.
Chopped, yeah.
Oh, look at this. Look at this bite. Look at this bite.
It sucks, though.
Man.
Have you seen the dude on Twitter that eats in the shower?
No.
Yeah. I don't get it.
That's the thing.
I know people drink beer in the shower. Do you do that?
Fuck yeah.
You do?
No, but this guy's made a whole thing. He makes different dishes, and it's like how and he rates it of how it was in the shower.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking about trying a couple of new shows and a couple of different ideas.
I think we have to do Hawk versus Wolf versus Machine. We go skimboarding.
I mean, that would help us a lot.
I can finally run again, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, his leg works now.
Yeah, I finally have a leg that I can stand on.
The burrata is fucking good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It could have been really simple, and you just could have made the bread and had the burrata.
Yeah.
The burrata on that.
This could be the new Bagel Bites hack is get Bagel Bites and then also get high in burrata.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to go through all that.
I don't know, man. I feel like his bagel bite is like a whole nother level.
I agree, but I'm just saying you could really...
I can't believe I like this snot cheese.
You could elevate your bagel bites experience with burrata. There you go.
I don't know why. I like the way you're thinking.
This shit looks so nasty.
Oh my God. The burrata is so fresh, it feels like you're drinking it with a glass of water. Hey, will someone get me a liquid death?
Are you a fan of burrata now?
It is really good. I'm not hating it at all.
It's good.
There's no like weird cheesy smell at all.
I'm soaking fucking wet right now.
It does look like you're really sweaty.
My legs are fucking pouring with sweat. How did I get so fucking hot in here?
Are you still cold plunging?
Yeah, I didn't do it today.
What breath work do you do? Because I made up a new one where I shake my head back and forth, like while I'm breathing intensely, and then like I get like dizzy and I almost pass out and I can't feel the cold.
Really?
Yeah, but I got to hold on to the sides because I feel like I could bong my head on the side and drown myself.
Yeah.
So I hold on to the sides pretty tight.
No, I do box breathing.
Who's that?
Four breaths in, you go count to four. No, you go for four. Hold it for four.
Yeah.
Exhale for four.
Yeah.
Hold it for four.
Yeah.
Inhale for four. And so what it does is it makes the time I'm in there, I can do it in bite sizes. So as I do one box breath, in four, hold for four, out four, hold for four, I go, that's 15 seconds. It's not really.
Oh,
it's,
like it's, being it's, sober yeah. one day at a time.
Yeah. I don't know what that's like, but yeah.
Okay, me neither.
Yeah, and then I do it all the way around for 1 minute. And then by the way, I'm going, I go breathe slower than real. Mm-hmm. So I know that when it gets to a minute, I'm actually past a minute. And then I'll do it like two more, and then I'll look at my watch. I go, that's 2 minutes. I can easily do another minute. And I stay in for 3 minutes.
Wow, you play mind games with yourself hard.
That's all I do. That's all I do.
You do,
when
huh?
I wake up, my brain goes, oh, way to go. You got after it last night, fat boy. Then fucking
dude,
punish yourself.
That. There's like a voice that keeps saying stuff.
Yeah.
But you have the same as me because I have a voice that's like, you're the biggest piece of shit ever.
Yeah.
And then I have a voice that goes, you might be the greatest athlete of our time.
I think our brains are pretty similar.
Right? Like, because of the comedy thing lately, like, first time ever I sold out a show the other day. And when I walked to the hotel from the venue,
yeah.
I was like, you might be the future of comedy. And then I heard that.
I said that to myself a couple times. I said the opposite a lot more, but a couple times I was like...
Yeah, but I'm saying that of course I said the other one a lot more, but I can't believe I even said that one time even to my own brain. Like, I was like, why would you say that, you egotistical idiot? It's one show.
Because it's okay to talk good to yourself.
Right, you're right. No, because I'm done with that voice. The one that says you suck is incorrect.
No, it's not correct. You're here. You're killing it.
Yep.
You guys have a fantastic podcast.
It is great.
I'm going to say this earnestly. I think the things you've decided to share about your life are so fucking brave that no one would share, and so cool because my daughter's generation kids can hear someone they look up to say that. It's a really big deal.
Well, you know what's an even bigger deal is when people like you and Tony are ride with me and don't go, whoa, and support me in it. It means, that makes it so much easier to admit what I am and to feel okay with it, you know?
As you should be okay with it. You're a fucking gangster, dude.
There was a time there where I would have taken a pill if you could make it go away.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. There was a couple of years there where I was like, if you could give me a pill and it would just be like, no, I'm totally straight. Like, woo, where's the titties?
Praying to get away?
I would if only that worked, I would have tried that too. But yeah, now I'm like, you know what? It's actually pretty cool because, you know, I can do all these cool things that a lot of people don't even know about.
Yeah. But you definitely blossomed since then.
I love you guys. Thank you for doing this.
Love you too, bro.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for the food. It was delicious.
Of course. Anytime.
Thanks for opening the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Cheers. Oh, I guess mine's gone. Here you go. I'll drink down the rest. Gentlemen, thank you for doing this.
Thanks
for having us.
Fuck yeah. Great episode, guys. Thank you. Yeah. Something's burning. This episode was brought to you by The Machine.